Bob Redding, and I am Washington representative for the Georgia Peanut Commission and the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation.
All right. Well, here, we are here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City, Florida, and the whole morning, Monday morning, was taken up by politics and policy and some of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., and I guess things are a little bit quieter now that the farm bill's over with there.
Yes, a lot of behind-the-scenes working on the regulations, and our organization and other farm organizations are working with the department to try and come up with the best regulatory process for our growers.
And as someone commented this morning, what gets passed by Congress is not necessarily what gets implemented by bureaucrats. And so I guess this is a critical time now that the Farm Bill has been passed.
Absolutely. The regulations are critical, and the programs that we come up with in the Congress can sometimes change dramatically in the regulatory process.
So what are the most important things that you're looking at right now as regarding implementation of the Farm Bill?
Payment limitations, and frankly, today the Federal Register published the 2008 regulations, and we'll be looking for the subsequent years for the Farm Bill soon. The big one for us will have to do with the new rotation program that the University of Georgia Center for Peanut Competitiveness was involved in, and that House members put in, and Senator Chambliss was able to in the Senate and in conference to keep the program and keep a strong conservation program for us.
What about the disaster program, the permanent disaster program that's in the Farm Bill? What about that?
We like the permanent disaster program. It's one of the top goals of the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation. We want a consistent disaster process and not where it goes 1 to 4 years before we know whether farmers are going to be paid or not. This is not as much money as we and other groups would like to have seen, but it's a good foundation to begin the process.
What is going on with USDA as far as the marketing loan for peanuts?
Well, unfortunately, the Deputy Undersecretary had proposed to cut the runner loan rate by $7 per ton or more. We are concerned about it. We were particularly concerned that he did not do that during the Farm Bill process and waited to just a few days afterwards. We've talked to a lot of members of Congress. We met with the Deputy Secretary. We know that Senator Chambliss and our House delegation has met with the Secretary to talk about it, and we are hopeful this can be resolved soon.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are hopeful
right,
of that.
Exactly.
Well, now, looking ahead, it's an election year. And what does that mean for you? What does that mean for our growers staying involved in the process in Washington?
Well, it's as you know, all the members of the House and a third of the Senate, we have a presidential race. There's a lot of activity. Our members are hopefully engaged. We're encouraging them to be engaged in the process, ask questions about peanut policy and how members feel about that and candidates feel about it. And we're encouraged that we'll work with whoever, you know, the people send us.
You had a great session this morning that helped growers understand what it's like to be in Congress, what it's like to vote on a bill, and how it may be weighed, how it may be seen when you're a member of Congress or a senator, how one single vote can impact how whether or not they're reelected. What was the main point of this? I mean, what do you really want growers to take home from that?
Well, we in the peanut industry work in a vacuum. We're focused on the success of one product, and all of our energy is in that regard, and collateral damage beyond that is usually not important to us. That's not the case for members of Congress. They have a lot of other issues. We're one constituency, large and huge in some districts and not so in others, and we have to take that into account. Bottom line is we have to make a really good case, a good pitch on any of our issues. We can't just leave it to just because you have growers in your district or state that you're going to be with us. And there are a lot of other people in the states and districts and peanut growers, so we have to make a good case.
So the bottom line as far as growers is concerned is you want to see that they are involved and engaged.
Absolutely. Encouraging them to be involved as far as going to meetings with members of Congress, knowing their member of Congress, raising money for members of Congress, and knowing their staff in the state and in the Washington office.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks. Nice.